United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. I now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Try to Live a Happy Life, given on May 14, 1991, in Colorado, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
I'd like to know if there's any relationship between negative energy in the world and things like natural disasters, volcanoes, earthquakes, and things like that.
There is a relationship. Negative energy came from our own bad thoughts and actions of the whole world, and it gathered into a force, and it affects us. Just a law of cause and retribution, nothing else. Okay? Don't blame any devil for anything. Devils, they only punish those who are sinful. But human beings, sometimes we don't know who is who. Punish everybody. Yeah? Repay goodness for bad. Sometimes. Betraying. Look at what Judas did to Jesus. Look at what the cousin did to Buddha. Huh? And you know what human like. Don't blame the devil. I think the devil have more sense of justice, huh? Of good and bad, of requiting kindness. Yeah? Hmm?
My question is in regards to the meditative, the sound. Sometimes when I do some things or even focus inside my head, I hear similar sound, almost whenever I feel like focusing.
Mm.
How does that relate to the particular sound practice that you initiated us in?
Mm-hmm. The sound that you hear is fine. But then there are many different sounds you must know,
mm-hmm.
and that you should know how to handle them, and where to listen,
mm-hmm.
which sound is better for you, etc. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And also how to strengthen them, and how much you should do every day. Okay? It's good for you that you can hear that,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because you have some previous impression from last life, mm-hmm. that you have practiced in to some extent with mm-hmm. some master, and you didn't reach the final goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you must know there are masters mm-hmm. with different degree. If they are not up to the top, they couldn't take you there, even though they teach the same method.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Therefore, you stuck there. Now you have to come back and find the better one, take you up all the way home.
Can you have chosen a master for your life now that is not in physical human form?
You want a disembodied master?
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that what you mean? Mm, it's possible. It's possible. But he doesn't have the life force of a living master. Okay? The best is he will guide you to a living master if he's honest. Yeah, because only a living person can guide a living person. Everything has a law. Yeah? Just like only a living husband can satisfy a living wife. It doesn't matter how beautiful Napoleon was or whoever that was. Yeah. Okay? Because we are in the physical world. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in the physical world. Otherwise, God wouldn't make a physical world. Otherwise, God wouldn't send Jesus down. He will send a disembodied spirit, or he sent his own spirit. Why he has to make Jesus suffer in the flesh even, unnecessary, if it hasn't been a requirement for the spiritual progress of the disciples. Capito? Mm. Is that clear? Good. But anyhow, those ascended masters are working closely with the living master. They're helping each other. If you like Jesus, for example, once a while you will see him. Yeah? When you're up to his level, I pass him over. Yeah, if you like him, I will not stand in the way. I will introduce you to the here. He likes you. But only through a living master then you get the benefit. Because you have to pass through the physical level to the astral level. And then to the causal level, etc. Those ascended masters, they are on the other level. Yeah? Astral or causal or upper. They are not in the physical. They cannot make you pass the physical without a physical guidance. So first you get a physical master, in case you like another master. Then when you pass through the threshold of the physical boundary, then the living master can hand over you to any master you like. Because they are all the same. They work in the same system. They don't compete with each other, but they are working for the same course of your evolution. But a physical master you must have. That's the law of the universe. That's why God said, I send my begotten son to redeem you. Why should a begotten son be in a physical body? It is not necessary. Yeah? It makes so much trouble. Yeah, he has to be born, and even from the virgin, make a lot of confusion. And then all this myth about he's been a prophet since childhood, and then that he get lost in 13 years, and the church never answer where he has gone to, and what had he done in all these 13 or 19 years, and which he learned, whom he learned with, and which theory he has absorbed, and things like all this confusion. Why God makes such a mess if it's not necessary? Okay. He could have just make a formula of cloud or light on the heaven and call everybody by microphone, here I come, and then bless everybody at once and then finish with. Yeah. You see? Fabulous. Any more question?
regarding the unsoundness, when you notice it during regular times without meditation, so it's okay to let that sound be there to notice
it. Yes, enjoy it when you're not formally meditating on the sound. It is a blessing. It means the presence of God is there. Master's blessing is there, okay? The more, the better. But still do the formal procedure, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's good for everything. Good for body, intellect, mind, temper, intelligence, wisdom. Yeah? Peace. Okay?
Sometimes with the meditation, I feel like I'm going through the motions and my mind is in fantasy.
Never mind. You try your best. Yeah. Let the mind does what he wants. You do what you need. Okay? The mind has nothing to do with you. As long as it doesn't make trauma trouble and make you stand up to drink coffee when you should do the Guan Yin, then it's all right. Yeah. It's habits, you know. It absorbs too much impression, has to go out. Sometime afterward, that's why you have to clean it every day by the sound. One day has no more. Or at least has clean what is collected every day. Just like you bath every day. Yeah? Okay? Even though you collect dirt every day, you bath. Better than you collect and never bath. All right?
Thank you.
Because the impression, if it's too full, it has to be relieved. It has to be lived up to. It has to be released some way, physically or mentally. So you have to be reborn again. And if you cleanse it with the Guan Yin method every day, then you have no more impression left when you leave the physical body. So you have no reason to be reborn. No desire, nothing new in your head, nothing you want, nothing fancy. So when it goes out, let it go out. So it's okay. Don't blame yourself too much. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. The Colorado people are doing fine. Yeah, I'm very happy. Yes, you're very much grown up group. I don't worry too much. I thank you. It's a very nice present for my birthday.
For 12 years,
yes.
I have worked with Guan Yin.
Yes.
And
you mean you pray to the Guan Yin Bodhisattva?
Yes.
Okay.
True discovery.
Yes.
And it's personal.
Yeah.
I feel it's between Guan Yin and I.
Yeah.
And now I meet you.
Yeah.
And I hear I have to work with five more gods.
Yeah.
It's a little disappointing.
No, Guan Yin.
So what is my dilemma?
Nothing dilemma. You can invite Guan Yin to join in, no problem. One more person is not too crowded, okay? But don't start with Jesus and then another Buddha and Bodhisattva and make 3,000 out of it. And then you have a long day. If you cannot put down Guan Yin, then include it, okay? Include, make 6 names, right? Guan Yin is the compassionate power in the universe, the feminine aspect of God.
Well, these other five, do they not mean Guan Yin? Is that the same?
They are Guan Yin. Guan Yin is one of the masters of the ancient time. She was also born in this world and practiced the Guan Yin method. That's why she gets the name Guan Yin, because she was enlightened on Guan Yin method. Her real name is Avalokiteshvara, means Guan Yin. Okay? And after that, people call her Guan Yin. Okay? That's all. Because in ancient times, probably people don't know names, yeah? So just she's enlightened on Guan Yin method, and then she teach people Guan Yin method, people say, oh, that is a Guan Yin master. Yeah? For example, now, some people don't call me by name Ching Hai, they say, oh, that is a Guan Yin group. Guan Yin master, that's the whole master, the Guan Yin master. And this is a Guan Yin group. That's it, okay? She is no God, and this is not God. She's just one of the masters of the ancient time. And she was so famous that the legend spread all over the world, just like Jesus or Buddha. Okay? And the people mistake these for the ultimate truth. Just repeat the names of Jesus or Buddha or Guan Yin or whatever. Well, we won't get nowhere with it. Okay? We just get some certain blessing and certain
kind of satisfaction, but we won't get the whole self-realization, or God-realization. Just repeating the name of your father won't make you become like him. You have to learn the way he did. You have to do what he does. Yeah? Imitate his way. Try to be responsible like he does. And then, repeating his name, strengthen your faith in becoming like your father. Okay? And understand your father. And have a good impression. Yeah? If you just repeat your father's name without doing what the father's doing, or does, or did, then it won't help you. Logical? Yeah, good. I used to repeat the names of Guan Yin, and I got uplifted too. I was very specially related to her, I thought. Now, I let her go where she wants. Yes, okay? She's fine, but why should I hang on to her?
I've heard Guan Yin has other names.
Yes, I never knew that she was incarnate.
They
all won anyhow. It's just a compassionate presence, just a compassionate power manifest in different bodies. Like Jesus was, Jesus said, well, I left and I will send a comforter to you. Who is a comforter? Except the one who has the same power and prestige. Otherwise the disciple cannot be satisfied with less. Huh? Okay. And then somebody asked Jesus if he was Elias or whoever it was. Jesus was silent. Silent means okay. Silent means agree at that time. Otherwise he would say, no, I'm not. He didn't say anything. Actually, it's only one power. Manifests in different bodies at different times. To suit different mood of the people. Different era to lead people.
Master, since I have been doing the practice for the last several months, sometimes I have I cry quite a lot, which feels like releasing
so that
I can go on.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay.
That's good. You have to cry at least once a day.
Yeah.
Yes, that's your method. You know? It's not only the Guan Yin method. The Guan Yin method is only the starting point. And then the master gives each one individual extra method as well, you know, extra push. So someone would cry, someone would laugh, someone would feel happy, someone would feel a little bit remorse. But things change all the time, you know. You can't always feel happy or you can't always feel regretful. You just feel improved each day by whatever way you are put on. The Guan Yin method is a complete one. It gives you everything that you need. It guides you in every direction that you want to go. And give you all kind of instruction that you need for your growth. Okay? Inside and outside.
My question is continuation from my previous one in regards to the sound. You said I have to know how to strengthen. And how do I do that? When you say strengthen it, what I'm asking is, for example, at home when I'm alone.
Even when you don't do the Guan Yin, you still hear the sound, right?
Yes.
Because of the blessing of the master.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But you must always do the proper method in order to strengthen this sound.
I see.
Not only doing that by focusing. And also by the proper method, it helps everything also. Forget all the mantras. Mantras are from second plane only. Couldn't reach you. Forget all about that. Only the inner sound is the best mantra. Yeah? Came from the higher source. The mantras are actually the inner sound, which is written down by ordinary language for the spiritual diary of the old ancient practitioners. And people mistaken that for outer sound, and they just repeat it. For example, om, we hear that inside. We hear that inside. That's the real mantra. It's not to repeat by mouth. It is to have to hear it. For example, the ancient master or the ancient practitioners or disciples, they practice. And then they hear this kind of mantra. Or sometimes the master teach you different mantra in a special case. And then after that, they write a spiritual diary, just like I teach you to write spiritual diary. for your own comprehension and also checking your progress. And you write it down and say, today the master teach me Om Mani Padme Hum, and then she says it cures the headaches. But it means inner master. It doesn't mean that I say it physically, but it's inner master. And some disciples, sometimes they have struggle with their body or with spirit or mental burden, and they meditate and they pray. And they saw the manifestation of the master Qinghai or whatever that name of that physical body. And teach her different mantras. Say, today you repeat this. Yeah, 100 times or something, or 10 times, then you feel better. Okay, after that, good. She feels good. And next day she repeat that again, and the master come, the manifestation, the light body, not the physical one, come and say to her, no more. You have finished with the problem, you don't need that mantra anymore, okay? And next time they have a different problem, master give a different mantra, just temporarily use. And then she put it down on her fist, I know at least one or two person in this way, they write in diary and they say, today the master taught me this mantra, and my headache, a terrible headache is gone, and my problem is solved. So the later generation probably get hold of this diary and think, I know how to cure a headache. Repeat this mantra. You see? So you see, most of people repeat mantras without any effort. But some mantras, because of the force of the person who repeat it, do produce some incredible result. Depends on the force of your faith, your mental power, not the mantra. Anyhow, after you practice Guanyin method, you forget all the mantra. The best way, if you need any, the master will teach you inside or in dream. Okay? Before and after. Yeah. The immediate. I mean five, just figuratively speaking, would be 100. And anyone that connected with you or you sympathize with will be saved. Liberated. Not became Buddha, but liberated.
Are you a teacher?
Mm.
You have many children and you do a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
And that's very good.
Yeah. That's how we bless the world. Well, that's how we uplift the world, by our power of practice. That's how the world gets better and better each day. Don't you see how civilized we are now? Yeah, after so many masters has been here? True, we are more civilized than before. We don't kill people and eat them and roast them on the barbecue. We do it less. We were more barbarous before. We have more comfort now. More inventions now. Life is more comfortable, more civilized, more clean. Now everything is better. It is because of the effect of the masters who has set foot on our earth many of generations and bless us by and by. Each time they grace our earth and also their disciples. The power of the practice of the disciples uplifted the evolution of the whole race of mankind. Of course, we still have disaster and war and terrible people, but it's less than before. Before, there was no justice. Anyone can kill anyone. You know, if you have money, you can do it. Or if you have power, you can kill anyone you like, a thing like that. You were not protected. And even women, they are forced to marry anyone that has power and money. And you understand that influence in the village or in the town or whatever, you know all this story. Now we don't have that. And less, I mean, probably still are somewhat, but so much less, yeah? Almost disappear all this kind of avoidable situation, okay? So we consider ourselves more civilized. Not because of the apparatus that we have also, but the mentality of the people, okay? So it has some use, huh?
I had a dream that I was meeting Nazis, whole army of them. They were marching.
Yes.
You know,
terrible.
I felt very bad. And in my dream, I was blessing them. I was doing blessings.
And then,
is it okay to bless people?
Well, in your dream, yes.
Sometimes when I hear the siren, you know, the police or the ambulance, sometimes in my heart I bless these people because, you know, I want to send my love to them.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's always good to send love. Just do it naturally and not too much with ego. Okay. Just sympathize with everybody. The best way is to love all mankind and all beings, yeah? Not a certain group of people. But of course, you can't always remember that. So whenever you remember anyone, oh, bless them if you want. We have enough power. Bless the whole world.
I know you said the outer sounds, but there are people working with sound now and trying to help people relax, like on sound tables and music and what? And
oh, that's fine.
And do you see this as a
it's good for
future medicine where we won't be doing as much surgery but more using
sound?
No,
it's good. It helps. If it helps people, it's fine. It doesn't matter what kind of thing they use. Mm-hmm. Music helps people in some certain extent. Yeah? Yeah, it does help. The outer sound helps.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It helps because of people's psychological feeling and thinking. For example, if you hear the sound of a tiger roaring, then you feel frightened. Okay? If you hear the sound of soft-spoken singer, you feel very lovely. So, it's a psychological effect, yeah, of the sound. Yeah, it does help. Also, the babies, when they're frightened and cry a lot, and the mother come and sing lullaby, they feel better, no? It helps everybody. It's just that we are on the path of Guan Yin, and often we do not feel that the outer sound is any more attractive. That is all. Even outside music becomes too noisy for us after some time of practicing Guan Yin method. Don't you have this experience? You do, huh? Yeah. Are you satisfied with the sound? Yeah, it's good. Music will help people with mental unbalance and also stress, ease stress and things like that. Because very close to the inner. You see the inner music? Similar to the outer?
You have its own life when you use the sound.
Yeah, it's not only the sound, it is the force of the group, the power from the blessing of the good hearted people.
The group and the sound is
in its own. Yeah, it makes the atmosphere different and it makes people feel more secured and more loved because too many people care for them. A group of people to sing just for them, you know, they know it. And they feel loved, and love can ease everything, sound or without sound. But because people are people, without practicing, they have to grasp on something. You know, if you sit with them and just hold their hand and don't say anything for 2 hours, they get nervous. So you better chant, you know, or pray. And that's more normal for them. But all the while, it's not only the chanting or the singing, but it is your love. Invisibly that they feel. But the silence frightens everybody because they're so used to without a noise. Just so. But after we practice Guan Yin method for sometimes even the outer music become too noisy for us. We don't feel attracted anymore to any of these outside music because we know better one. Yeah, more attractive, more real, more uplifting.
I have a question about bugs.
Bugs, yeah.
Now, generally, I like to leave bugs alone, but...
They bug you.
Yeah. But my dog, during the summer now, gets ticks. She likes me a lot.
Okay.
And I take these ticks off her, and then should I let them go? Can I kill them?
Don't kill them. Throw them somewhere else. Somewhere that they can survive. You know what? I can only tell you something about the Buddhist monk. In the precepts of monkshood, they do not kill anything, including bugs. Sometimes bugs grow also on people. And I see in the precept book that the monks has to take these bugs out of their clothes one by one and then put them in a warm cotton place with oil on it, so that they live on oil. Try to keep him clean, but he go out and rub with other dogs, and they share everything. no choice. That's why in the Buddhist precept, monks or practitioners of Buddhas are not allowed to keep animals. Okay.
Sort of a stupid question, but I have this phobia about spiders.
Yeah.
And when I see them, I pretty much want them to die.
Oh. Why? And, okay. Take them out for a walk.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to get near them.
Oh, you get a kind of a big jar, as big as you can get, so you don't have to be very near to them. Plastic jars or even a big bucket, as long as you can handle easily, just put them inside, get something thin like a piece of cardboard, and cover it like this. Take them out for a walk, throw them on the rock or something, you'll be happy, and you too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Be lovely. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Easy.
Thank you.
So easy. Spider is easy to handle. Bugs are not. Bugs are armies of them, right? Spider only one or two. So easy. They won't harm you. Okay? Just get a big jar so you don't have to be too near and feel frightened. A plastic one, cover it, get it, and then go out.
I've been doing a kind of healing work, and in that work, I kind of depended on being able to feel my chakras to sort of regulate my own self.
Mm.
And since initiation, I can't feel anything down here. I can only feel 6 and 7.
That's best.
And I was wondering, should I stop doing that work? Or should I? I mean, something has changed. And
You are aware of the change, or what?
Yeah, something is definitely a strong change,
sure.
And I kind of don't know what to make
sure.
of it.
Would you rather stick up down here? Huh? The higher, the better. I take you up already, don't go down again. It's difficult to go up. It's easy to go down. You know, mostly people stuck down here, they couldn't hardly crawl up. Difficult to leave it. And you just do it automatically after initiation. You should thank God 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 of times for meeting the right master. And don't regret anything else. Change the job if you need. God is more important. But if you don't have any other job for living, then you are allowed to continue. But always centered on here. Don't go down again. It's only the first or second word. You don't want to be there. You know the highest one is here. Okay?
Because I'm spending more time sitting in meditation, I'm wondering what would be a very good, quick, easy exercise for my physical body.
Oh.
I'm doing less of it now that I'm meditating more.
Mm-hmm. But you don't exercise enough by housework? Running up and down?
Well, maybe I do, but I do sit also at my work.
Yeah.
So I come home and sit and meditate.
Get up and do some kind of push-up or, you know, children when they stroke and they jump up, it's okay. Do it lightly, not too hard. Or do some exercise while I teach you later outside, okay?
I have a question.
Mm.
Master, a number of years before I came in contact with you, I have been seeing light.
Good. Good for you.
Is that phenomena connected to
previous life?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, because you have met some other masters before me.
I see.
And they are also good ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Give you some blessing. Okay? Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Without you even asking for it. Anytime you meet a good master, a high-level master, or God-realized master, they bless you. Just by looking at you, just by being with you, just by thinking of you, or just by you thinking of them, or just by accidentally passing by, just a look, give a lot of blessing and affection. And should that master is the highest order, then you get the best. You get liberated.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very intelligent group.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We thank you for your compassionate presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs, 24 hours a day, every day of the week. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.